Blog Talk Radio.
They blame the Muslim religion, even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician. They gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface. Survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who broke shit for looking you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your mom. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Michael. Your body is sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house stickers that support you and like you, cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory, this shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Y'all don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. Never been said, but I set precedence. it was yo, nigga. Tell the show, nigga.
City records, 80 seconds away from the top. With some cowards fought with the wrong building. They missed the hit out.
Black power, black power, black power. Let's open it up live. Let's open it up live before you're here for our national justice. Let's go right now to it, to our national minister of justice, welcoming him on Black Power Radio. Minister of Justice, Akbar Bilal Kareem. Black power.
Black power. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful, the praise, the thanks, all of the gratitude is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer, the keeper, the creator of all of the worlds. We greet you, dear beloved brothers and sisters, with the greetings of all of the prophets that have been sent by the line of divine, the greeting of peace, as is written in the Quran in the Arabic language, a book of justice and truth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And black power for all black nations. We thank you, Brother Sean, and the leadership of the New Black Panther Party for sponsoring this Black Talk Radio, which is a necessity in this hour to bring about, to aid and assist, to support a system of black justice and divine justice in the hour of the needs of black people. Allah, the creator of all of the worlds that have given us the support. We have a book of knowledge on this subject of justice from the Office of the Black Lawyers for Justice. We want to acknowledge our chairman, Hashim Nzinga, and thank him for having us on to represent the office of the minister, or we would say better, the National Minister of Justice Office. And we thank our Attorney General for giving us a book that will give us from the Black Lawyers for Justice. And my pursuit is for the justice for black people, in the same spirit that came with Sojourner Truth, the same spirit that came in the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner. And as well, it was again said by the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to have the justice to rain down like the waters so that the righteous will rise up like a mighty stream. And we are the people who have been denied justice. So we're inviting those that have been looking for certain answers to come on to your radio. And we hope with the help of Allah and our guidance and our books and pamphlets and our law books and our research team that we could supply answers. So we do invite you to call in with your questions concerning justice in an hour when the police brutality seems to still run rampant in the black community, when there is a serious neglect, a serious abuse of power by a system of what they call criminal justice being orchestrated by criminals in the court system as well as in many precincts of police across the nation who are criminals. And the evidence comes in every week to my office. And this week we had the opportunity to visit in Petersburg, Virginia, and saw the system of injustice. So we are open for questions. We invite you to come on to Blog Talk Radio, Black Power Radio, a system that continues to service the New Black Panther Party under the leadership of our minister and chairman, the Honorable Hashim Nzinga, and has been fostered by the previous leadership of the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who stood in the legacy and continued to work of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who was again a minister of justice, a chairman, and a supreme captain, a doctor and a historian in his own right, and a lecturer, what I would say, the evidence is in on YouTube and other places, the works of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So we are extremely happy to follow up in this work and demand justice in the same spirit of our previous justice minister and original Black Panther Party, the Honorable H.R.A.P. Brown, better known to many as the Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin. So with that said, we are definitely here to entertain any question that we could possibly get from the audience that would open up this hour to talk about justice and the rights of Black people in America.
Yes, sir. Got a call, area code 804-962-804-962. You're on live Black Power Radio, the National Minister of Justice, Akbar Bilal Kareem. Come on in with your question. Area code 804-962. Come in with your question. The microphone's open if you got one.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on live. Got a question.
Peace and Black Power.
Peace.
And Black Power.
Yes, this is brother Brown from Petersburg.
Yes, sir.
Salaam. Salam.
Walaikum salam, sir. We're so happy to have visited with you on the weekend, sir. How are you and your family, sir?
We're blessed. Yeah. Extremely blessed. We thank you for your love and support for coming down this past weekend with the community cleanup. With Sister Lois and the rest of the brothers and sisters from the community,
yes,
Brother Air, Brother Craig as well, Brother Saeed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, look, the incident that happened in Petersburg last week where a young man was beaten for filming, and I do not know all of the details, just what was reported, but I did speak to him, and he did tell me, you know, some things that went on, but the question I want to ask is, what can the people do to organize and to really bring this thing and get something done, who do not know?
Yes, sir. I would begin to put the number of Brother Israel that you all can begin to call and organize with our beloved brother, where they're bringing the office of the Black Lawyers for Justice as well as the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And the key to that sentence is self-defense by calling 804-926-9640. Another number again, 804-926-9640. And you may also call my office at 202-706-1373 and begin. They had a protest today. The case that we're speaking of in this hour is young Devin Thomas, a 19-year-old young man, was basically at home between an apartment complex and was approached by police, I believe. One of the officers that I remember was Vance Richards, had approached Devin Thomas and asked him his age. And as he began to open his mouth, and as he said the word 19, he immediately began to be physically abused by the police and been being manhandled by the police and then beaten across the face with a nightstick and then beaten to the point of a concussion. He was handcuffed and dragged down to the police station, I believe, and there was no probable cause. There was no felony had been committed in the area. Again, Black brother and sister, if you happen to be approached by the police, I believe, and from looking through the manual, that your first question should be, am I being detained? Am I under arrest, sir? What am I being charged with? You have to come out loud and clear. Am I being detained? What are the charges? In other words, brother and sister, if there's a probable cause that there is what you call reasonable suspicion, meaning that the police will attack black people. And we do have the question in all over the world and on Facebook and other places. Are the police being told no holds barred when approaching young black men and women? Because there's evidence in, especially in Pennsylvania, in Tarrytown, they've beaten a young man and blackened both his eyes, tasered and blooded his face up. He was accused of taking something from the Walmart. But with that said, what we can do is organize strongly within our black ranks with our comrades and begin to put the pressure. We had this weekend, a city councilman had visited the cleanup this weekend, and we are asking the city councilman to use his office. Petersburg, we can use the community center on Pocahontas Island, the minister of the church. Our pastor, our beloved pastor, has invited us to use the church to organize our meetings. They want to see black power right in the place where the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner stood and preached his sermon. We should go in the spirit of the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner in this hour. This is my encouragement. If you ask for the Minister of Justice office, we should go in the spirit of Nat Turner in this hour to not accept mediocre. Mediocrity is not, it has no place. When it says that with compromise, they say compromise has no place in the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, in the legacy of our Justice Minister and Minister of Justice Office, the Imam Akbar Abdul Karim Bilal. We must enforce justice. We must go today on the volition of the people, meaning exercise the will of the people to bring about what the divine says, the divine justice. Divine liberation for black people is through divine justice, the pursuit of justice. That's what they give you in America's Constitution, the right to pursue. They didn't say they're going to grant you justice. They give you the right to pursue it. But they won't give you justice because they have a criminal justice system which operates a prison industrial complex, and I mean complex, that the black man, that he could be here another 1,000 years and not get justice. So we have to change the dynamics on the ground, Brother Israel, Brother Sean, Brother Chairman Hashim and Zinga. We have to organize strongly in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, the one previously known as Stokely Carmichael, who said to organize, to strategize, and then organize. And when you complete that task, organize. Organize strongly, because you can never have too much organization. So this is the blessing of the hour, that the teachings that have come true from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am a living legacy of one of the last few students standing that represents the true teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I studied this Quran in the spirit of the Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we extract the jurisprudence, laws of Islam. We can use some of those laws within the Constitution, but we must use black laws. We must press the city council. We must press the congressman to write black laws for justice for black men and women. We must press the system, the Office of Justice in Eric Holder, the Office of Justice with the President Barack Hussein Obama. And we must press these judges and press the black family to gather and organize on the principle of justice. For freedom, justice, and equality will rain down like waters, and the righteous will rise up like a mighty stream. In the spirit of that legacy and in that profound divine order in which we now stand. So thank you, Brother Israel, for your call. And Brother please Boyle, continue to fight for justice in Petersburg. You have support from Washington. You have support from Atlanta. You have support from Louisville, Kentucky. Am I right there, Brother, National Spokesman and Brother National Chief of Staff, Sean Quali? Am I right? Do we have support there in Louisville for Petersburg, Virginia?
You got support the world over, my brother.
Black power.
Black power. Peace.
Peace. So we hope that we answered your question. Do you have a further question, Brother Israel? Is he still there?
Yes. Yes, sir. Hold one second. Go right ahead, brother. Second question.
The other thing is that with a small city like us and trying to build, you know, positive economics, what would you all suggest be some of the primary things that we do initially?
That as you begin to build your chapters there in Petersburg, Virginia, and invite the business advisors and find what's workable for your region. And when you organize strongly on the principle of business, that many times that food, we will try to find something that you can feed a people, a nation that does not feed itself cannot lead itself. So we want to look down the corridors of food, clothing, shelter, health, and medicine. And these are the things that Honorable Alhaji Malik al-Shabazz, Malcolm X, spoke on it. A nation, when you have black nationalism, it's when you're in charge of the health and medicine in your own community, when you're in charge of the businesses in your own community. Some of those businesses I noticed in Petersburg that where they don't hire black, that some of those businesses, they can be put under community management. We can take, if you get your city council to back you, you can take over some of those businesses and move jobs, meaning the mom-and-pop stores, the local market, and if they're not treating the black people right, then we can put a freeze on that business. And then we can put it under community management and take that business over. And they can run those people out of your community. If you were over in Indonesia, if you were in China or Russia, and the people there were upset in how you were about your business practices, your unethical conduct as a police or a businessman, they will run you out of their town. The Holy Quran supports you when they the people don't bring justice, you can run them out of your town and take over their business, their house, because you are the people of the land and you have the volition of the people. That's what we're talking about. Power to the people is when you have black nationalism, when you are in control of the business and the health and medicine, food, clothing, shelter, and transportation in your own community. And this is where we have to go and begin to bring into to collect your money, pool your resources, your finances, and build a strong network, a strong black united front, and make your dollars make sense, brother and sister, and invest in the food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. Look at plans on how to begin to grow your own food. You got plenty of land in Petersburg and nearby Petersburg, plenty of black rich farmland that you can begin to produce for yourself. The white man is not standing in the path blocking you from growing your own food, providing your own transportation service, providing your own clothing business. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad set a legacy that he would open a place, and nearby he would come to education. He would have a University of Islam, and then on from there he had your clothing, had your supermarket, your Shabazz Bakery, and your fish fry, your Doc's Fish. It was always in the name of the black community, and blacks would patronize when they saw you doing for yourself. This is what you have to be visible, Israel, that be known, set a legacy and set a pattern that you're known for doing for yourself. And therefore, you will eventually, as he did, open your own bank with your own money and your own resources from yourself. And that's the way you organize, brother, with a vision in mind, a vision like Elijah Muhammad, a vision like the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, a vision like the Honorable Huey P. Newton, to safeguard and protect blacks. And we can run those people out, those police officers that are not practicing ethical conduct. We can press that city council to take those legislation and write up the laws that when that police officer is being, it's clearly, we see Vance Richard, and he's all over the news in Petersburg, when we see him in his unethical conduct, then he should suspend his blue code of a shield, his blue shield. We should get his police number and make it a public record that we'll go after that police number until we can get justice. And we're in the Black Lawyers for Justice, where justice never sleep. Have justice to never sleep. And this cracker shouldn't sleep until he's been delivered up, properly charged, and jailed, and may find him a bond somewhere to bond him out. Until he bonded, he shouldn't be free until he is made bond. And we should make our word bond, and we're using the same universal language in another way, but the bond is what we have. Make our word bond. Make this cracker pay a bond. And wake up, Black Petersburg. It's time for wake up. And do for yourself. That's the key to getting out of your misery. And certain parts of the city is miserable. But Almighty Allah has given us the divine plan to bring blacks together in unity and communication links that will cause us to free ourselves from a vicious enemy. And we hope that many will join us in this hour to free our people, Black Petersburg, Black Louisville, Black Richmond, Black Atlanta, Black D.C. We're going to free the Mid-Atlantic region because this is where the slavery started right here, Black power.
Sir, did I answer your question, my brother?
Yes, you did. I definitely appreciate it that their information will be used. Like you said, it's time for an awakening, and, you know, we will move forward.
Yes, sir. We thank
Black
you.
Power.
Black power. So if any of the others that we will invite them to call, if we have questions, we will prove to you that we have answers and sensible solutions for Black America in this hour. This is why we're here on the radio with Black Talk Blog and Black Talk Radio. And we'll be the boldest and the blackest on the airway of this hour. Black Power.
Black Power, we'll take another call. Your area code is 678-670. Again, that's 678-670. You're on live with Black Power Radio. National Minister Justice Akbar. Come on in with your question.
Yes, Black Power. Assalamu alaikum, brother. You man.
Wa alaikum assalam, my beloved brother.
Yes, my question is, in your opinion, what is the biggest impediment to Black justice in America? Because my experience with the devils, the police, has been, you know, mostly with Black people, Black police officers. And I tell you the truth, I tell some people I'd rather deal with the cracker than a brother, because the brother treating you almost worse than the cracker treating you. So in your opinion, what is the biggest impediment to the Black justice in America, and how can we remove that impediment within, you know, for Black justice in America? Because I'm a firm believer nobody can give the Black nation justice but Black people.
Yeah, well, they have the Human Resource Department that filters these officers that before they go to their training, and they are picking these certain officers, the George Zimmerman-minded officer, the officer who is willing to shoot us and ask questions later type of officer. Then when it comes to the Black officer, they get a Stephen-minded, came off of Django. Stephen wanted to prove to his slave master that I'm with you, master. Old Stephen was played by Samuel L. But that mindset is, I think, one of the most vicious enemies against the Black urban community, whether it be Petersburg or Harlem, New York. That human resource will pick the one that they know is willing to do criminal activity against the Black community, especially, again, the young Black man. So we should put pressure on the city council and all of these cities and the rural areas to pick up better officers. I was on a construction site, and I saw the police run chasing a young man across my construction site. I mean, they must have had 10 police cars out there. And the young man was running from the police, one young black man with his dreadlocks blowing in the wind. And the officers ran on his trail, zoom, 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 they're running. Young black man hit the fence, boom, went on over the fence. And not one of the officers was in shape to go over the fence after the young man. They were all stuck, running around in circles. They said after the helicopter stayed in the sky almost forever. All of these things, black America, the car is a weapon. All of that's been developed on young black men. The average officer is not in any shape to deal with a young black man. And therefore, he'll label you. He wants you to be the poster child for criminal activity, poster child for dope and guns and something, promiscuity, sexuality. He wants you to wear that poster child. You can give him all that stuff back in this hour. Give him back his name. Give him back his religion, his way, his culture, and bring about justice in a manner in which he has to respect you. You come to the table and demand your rights. You're there. Is that an Atlanta area code you got?
Yes, sir.
You're a Fulton County resident or a DeKalb County resident?
I'm on the south side. I'm in Sane County, commonly known as Clayton County.
Oh, my. I can give you the history on Clayton County. They
Sane
shut down
County.
The bus system. You remember when they shut the bus system down?
Yeah, in 2010.
Northern blacks had nowhere to get to work in Clayton County. So I would advise you to go to those powers that are in place. There are many blacks on these boards that have a sensitivity to the black community, a sensitivity for black revolution. Many of them do. They talk civil rights, but many of them are sensitive to black revolution. So you find that city council person, and then you have to use their office. That's why their office is there, to begin to write the right kind of legislation to change these laws and enforce justice, to run these renegade rogue officers off of the police force when they visibly know and have a track record where they don't safeguard and protect in the black community, then we can have those officers. Go right in your city council, have those officers removed from the force, and then you can go on further to write the law. If he does display unethical conduct, abuse of power, excessive force, police unnecessary stop and frisk, all the way up to police homicide, then you can suspend. You have the volition, you have the right as a citizen, and then you're given these certain set of constitutional rights, and you have inalienable rights, and when you exercise those rights, you can suspend his right as a police officer, and you treat him just like an ordinary citizen and have him held over, detained, fingerprinted, processed, and held up for bond if he warrants a bond. The citizens, using their volition, may say he may be held without a bond. If the magistrate in your town, if the judge in your town, if the one who writes off and signs off on the warrants and bonds fails to come in cooperation, then you have a right to exercise your own volition. The thing is, what have you done with your own volition, meaning the will of the people? You can write law. You can, again, write up a warrant for the arrest in the legible handwriting of the people. You can place him under arrest. If the law enforcement fails to place him under arrest, you have the right to place him. You can make a citizen's arrest on a rogue officer.
Amen.
If you're wise enough and know how to use it in your favor.
Yeah, brother, man, there's two more quick things. I'm going to give you this story after me. Because I was in Riverdale, where most of the stuff was going down for 4 years that I moved from now in Forest Park.
Right there at the airport. Yes, sir, go ahead. Airport, Riverdale, go ahead.
Yeah, around that area. But when I first moved to this house, oh, man, now,
not longer than a week,
I was at the stop
sign. I was walking down the street, and I seen some homeboys, who walked up towards one of them apartment house
or whatever.
And next thing I know, they got about 3-4 unmarked cars.
And then a
police car. I'm, you know, the two Negroes that I was with, because I was, you know, I got bamboozled that day, but the two Negroes that were with me, they shut out automatically. And then, you know, the old no good cock ass me, well, you know, sit down. I'm asking where for or whatever. And I ain't know what to say necessarily in that manner. He said, if I'm being detained, but I asked the cracker where for, while, you know.
Okay, Atlanta, you're going to have to speak. Can you speak directly? Are you on a speakerphone or some other kind of phone?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Speak directly in the mic, clearly into the mic. Go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
It's a little better. Go ahead.
Yes, and the cracker told me to sit down all in. So you know what that means. Like, they was going to try to beat me up or something. And I felt they will do that. Then I said I end up getting over there, sitting down. And then next thing I know, I'm being searched and patted. I'm the only one in handcuffs. The other two guys, they sit down. They put me in handcuffs. They start searching me. Then they start talking mess. And then, you know, that Dr. Collins spirit start, you know, that Nat Turner spirit start kicking, and I'm thinking, or whatever. And then, you know, then I start remembering, all right, these crackers doing their job or whatever. And I asked what's going on. They said, well, somebody broke in somebody's house. We seen three black males walking. I said, sure, it could have been three Hispanic brothers. They ain't dog as me. How you know it was me? And then I got a witness saying that I want no one over there. He said, that don't matter. He said, I'm the police. We the police. You do what we say. And that was about the end of that story. And another thing is, how can we stop the gentrification? Because you know in the city of Atlanta and the surrounding areas, the white man got this on lockdown for where you can move, where you can't move, and, you know, the displaced and disfranchisement of poor and the rich. Because you go in certain areas, you got rich white folks. You go in certain areas, you got poor white folks and black folks. Plain County is a prime example. They took the buses.
Yes,
for some odd reason. And then next thing, it was a lot of businesses in Clay County at one point in time. He used to go to this black restaurant or whatever. He told me soon buses left. It's hurt his business. I'm not sure if he's dead now, but that's all I got to say to that.
Thank you.
So now, walaikum salam, sir. While I sympathize with your situation there, I have extensive experience with the Riverdale area and the airport area from National Highway back to Riverdale Road, and I'm just here to bear witness that when you, beloved brother, begin to exercise your rights and know that unless there has been a felony committed in that area and they have a probable cause, meaning that the suspects absolutely fits your description, he has no right to even ask you for your identification. Those laws still hold up, even with this homeland syndrome. This thing started by George W. Bush and Tom Ridge, the governor out of Texas and the governor out of Pennsylvania, put in place this homeland, meaning they could stop and frisk and search your vehicle. This is unconstitutional, and we should organize to remove those types of law enforcement from the black community. And many of those areas, including especially Clayton County, that you can begin to patrol your own black community. You can begin to take some of that law into the hands or with the volition of the people. You have to be willing to stand forward, as did it said in the legacy of the Honorable Nat Turner, had to do something to abolish. This is a form of modern slavery, meaning that the Jim Crowism that came in right after Lincoln, and you can Google this guy named Andrew Johnson, and you'll see that the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about it right there in Atlanta, the 67 years, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. But yet 100 years later, the black man, woman, and child still is not free. And there was no enforcement
of an Emancipation Proclamation. There was no enactment of an Emancipation Proclamation. There was Andrew Johnson syndrome, which we suffer under today, whether it's Clayton County in Georgia or Sanford, Florida. We understand that the Andrew Johnson law, Andrew Johnson syndrome, meaning that when the president, the ex-president Abraham Lincoln, was assassinated, 3 hours later, they had sworn in Andrew Johnson. And Andrew Johnson was a governor from Tennessee who became the president, and he had forgiven those Southern Confederate rebels and plantation owners who had mistreated black people, who were guilty of war crimes against black people. He just had forgiven them and turned them loose on black people, and he fostered the environment to develop the Jim Crow laws. He fostered an environment that the historian that taught me said there were conditions worse than black plantation slavery, worse than what they were treating their domesticated animals, were the conditions right after the Civil War. Many people don't know about it. But the black man, woman, and child could not buy, sell, and trade after dark under Andrew Johnson. The black man, woman, and child could be held up for reckless eyeballing. If a black man had dust in his eye and a white woman walked by, as they did in Emmett Till, and he was blasting a wink or a whistle or whatever, he was guilty of reckless eyeballing and was charged. Or he could have been tarred and feathered and lynched right on the spot, as they did James Byrd, and lynched a lot of lynching, as they did Anthony Hill in Newberry, South Carolina. James Byrd out in Jasper, Texas. That they took into their hands the thing called is a criminal justice is what they're doing. Criminal justice is what they're doing. And until we change that dynamic on the ground, they will continue a system of injustice being run by criminals. It is a criminal neglect is what they should be accused of. All of these governors, mayors, city council, and even all the way up to the office of the President of the United States and the deputies in the Supreme Court should be charged. They should not be getting off the hook for the dirt that they have done to black people traditionally. They should be legally charged and prosecuted and sentenced under the guidelines of the volition or the will of the people. This is what a real minister of justice should tell you. And this is what I am telling you, that you can deliver some of that justice in your hand. You may not get all divine justice by your hand, but you will set a precedence that others can get the legacy where they can make a difference and change how these major cities are being governed and operated concerning the black community, especially young black men. Black power, let's see, is anyone on the line that wants to talk more or ask questions?
Black power. Appreciate that call. Next call, your area code is 805-235, 805-235. You're on live with our National Minister of Justice. Come on in with your question.
Godai, it's Warrior Woman, peace and love, black power.
Black power, Warrior Woman, black power.
You know, I always come to, you know, rock your boat or tip it over because, to me, it's, you know, it's over 500 years, 270-some years just with their government. And if we haven't come to the conclusion that we have to organize and separate or organize, you know, as a whole group to you know, destroy the system, then all we're doing is putting the Band-Aid program. How many city halls, how many marches, on how many streets and states have we gone through? You know, and I honestly think that people have to, okay, this is one strategy, but plan B, because you know they've already shot 60 people of color in Fresno. They just shot somebody 17 times, you know, and if you go to each state, they shot three brown people in Salinas, and over 3,000 people came out, but the media didn't report that many people, you know. And I honestly think that we have to say, okay, you know, we'll try this. When you remember what Tlaib had done in Jasper, when he picked up that gun, after that they went and added a hate crime. If it wasn't for him to give his life and do that, that they changed the law. That's what I'm saying. We can't be playing pen, you know. If you're going to use a pen, then stab him in the throat with it. But, goddammit, pick up a gun. You know, you have to pick up a gun and show that you're a man, you know, or a woman that defends their people. If you're not going to defend your people, then get the fuck out of the way. They're bombing people, killing people in hundreds and masses, and it's all backed by the United States and the CIA, you know, FBI, you know, whatever. And so we have to organize ourselves within all the groups that we have. Shit, we could have already taken over. But we're too egotistical thinking, oh, you know, let's make it in the white man's system. Let's be a doctor. Let's be a lawyer. Let's be, you know, an Indian chief type of shit, you know? I think that we have to honestly look into reality. We've had leaders that are goddamn chickenless. You know, they got the no balls to stand up and say, we're not going to take this shit anymore. You can't be killing our babies. Don't poison our babies by giving them shots. Don't poison our baby by your white educational system, you know, that teaches us to kiss ass to the white man. That's all we're doing. You know, even they can put a black man up there, the system is still the same. Imperialism is still the same. It's economic bondage. And if we don't get out
take
of
over
shit,
these things, oh, brother and sister.
What?
Take over.
So anyway, I just want to say to, you know, is that you should wake up, your own little city, your own little state. You have to look at your home country and what your country's doing to other people, you know. They're attacking Africa, nobody's doing anything. They're attacking, you know, Central America and the brown people, no one's doing anything. They're killing the Indians here today. He gets his, Obama goes over there to show his little niceness to the Indians, you know, the ones that sold out. They have the sellouts in every race. And that's how they keep us still trapped. I think we should go for the money and dig it up from the ground that people have it under, because this government isn't going to give us any resources, and they're not going to give us freedom because they're the ones who have us entrapped. You know, they're the ones that have us enslaved. And until we wake up to that reality, all we're doing is putting a Band-Aid on cancer. And I think that's a little too late because some of us are already going ahead. Peace and love.
Thank you. Thank you so much. One woman is a warrior in her own right. Beloved brother and sister, for those of you who do not know her, you want to get to know this sister who is at every major event that we have ever done since I've known the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. She has been there and with a strong support, not just herself, and she brings her relatives and families with us to spend time with us. At every major event we've ever done, we just invite her, and the sister shows up. I think it was a couple of times we didn't send nothing or say anything, but she was right there, showing that she's right there with us. When young Malcolm was assassinated, this recently Malcolm, warrior woman and her tribesmen was there. We want you to know how dedicated this type of always got the floor. Wherever, if I'm speaking or if I get an opportunity to get 5 seconds, she can get 3.5 of those seconds. Trust me, this sister has so much experience and so much of a good, willing spirit to lend to us to arrive at justice throughout America and around the world when we use these type of stepping stones. And no organization, beloved brother and sister, is more effective than its ability to do effective outreach for our brothers and sisters who have shown us nothing but love from day one until this very hour. We thank you, warrior woman, for you and your family, for which you have contributed for black justice to bring about the process for black laws, working specifically on the issues of black people. We thank you, sister, so much. And we love you so much. We love you. God bless you. Keep you and your family strong. And she is a sister of justice. She is a minister of justice. That's what you hear when you hear a warrior woman, when you hear from her. She came strongly with us own jail. We didn't know how we were going to make it in. But Warrior Woman came right up on and held the ranks, held the line for Jamestown, where they started this atrocity. Pocahontas Trail, where they started these atrocities. Warrior Woman was there with her family, with her national family, and supported us throughout the time. It was 27,000 crackers out there. And Warrior Woman had her tribe doing the traditional prayers, asking the people to organize for justice in that hour. And all of the Black Panthers were there and stood up and carried all of the headlines all over that Commonwealth of Virginia. So we want you to know that this Warrior Woman is just not a regular. She's just not an ordinary warrior, ordinary freedom fighter. She's a freedom fighter for Black justice. And she's of the original tribe who told me that they are the landlords of this land in America, and the Black family is the only one that has ever been welcomed here. This white man has exalted his usefulness. He never intended for you to attain justice or divine justice. And more than women and her tribesmen have stood for us and stood with us. So we just want to thank her in the most humble and noble fashion. The Honorable Warrior Woman, we thank you again. And may God, the Almighty God of the world, continue to bless you, your family, your network, your association, and all of your tribesmen and tribeswomen to be successful in all of your endeavors in the prayer of Malcolm, that you may be successful in all of your endeavors in this hour. We ask the divine power to bless us, to raise the divine justice in a manner that it will be effective in this hour. And we thank you, Brother Sean, and he's been there with most of the time. We're waiting for the short. Here comes Sean with his tribe from Louisville, Kentucky, standing again for justice. Standing for justice. Black power.
Oh,
black
power. Let's go to the next caller here. Area code 661-748-661-748. You're on live with Black Power Radio and a National Minister of Justice. Man, Mark Barr, talk to us. Come in with your question. Talking about getting some justice. Your microphone's open. You got a question?
White power.
Black power.
No, white power.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we don't get a devil no play, Minister Akbar. Do got a question here for you off of the line. The people want to know. It reads in the interest of George Zimmerman. They ask about the reward that the party put out and that the people put out. And what was the legal ramifications behind that? You talked about that earlier with the citizens' arrest, but could you kind of explain the legal ramifications on how that's necessary and what the use is, and what should have happened? What should we have done? I would add, what should we have done maybe better in that instance or better going forward into the future?
Yes, sir. We want the people to know that they were not going after George Zimmerman. They were not going to arrest George Zimmerman. They were not going to try George Zimmerman. The Wooden Tooth Daddy by the name of Robert Zimmerman, who I believe was a judge from Arlington County, Virginia, who had began to retire down in the settlement in Florida, and George Zimmerman ended up in Florida. But the George Zimmerman mindset that they can murder black people and get off the hook. And this idea was fostered by Judge Zimmerman, who was in on the cover-up before the story actually hit the press. Robert Zimmerman had moved in for the cover-up. The morgue was in on the cover-up. The police department, the police chief, the assistant chief were in on the cover-up. And there's so many untold issues in the Trayvon Martin case. But the main thing is that George Zimmerman and Robert Zimmerman, and Robert Zimmerman being Judge Robert Zimmerman, got everything for his son. And Mr. Martin got absolutely nothing for the life of his son, eating his Skittles and drinking the Arizona juice. And this is in modern times. It is the same of the Andrew Johnson syndrome at the post-Civil War when the John Wilkes Booth assassinated the then-President Abraham Lincoln. And if you study in that history and legacy, you'll find that Andrew Johnson is to Abraham Lincoln what Lyndon Baines Johnson was to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And again, the assassination went in and the criminal moved in. And the people have not gotten over this Johnson syndrome. And that is what, again, fostered the Jim Crow laws, meaning if they say that they want to stand their ground, then damn it, they stood on the curb and wrote them a law to allow them to stand on that ground. And there's no precedence in the law of the murder of a black man, woman, or child that has been committed by a white man, woman, or child. An example is clearly in the case where Jordan Davis was murdered, cold-blooded, calculated, premeditatedly murdered by Michael Dunn, and there was no trial for real on the life of Jordan Davis. But he was found in the system on the attempted murder of those who lived. And I'm here to tell you that when we put up the $10,000 for George Zimmerman to be brought in dead or alive, that is the only time they got the special prosecutor to begin to go after Zimmerman. And I think she was well-intended. When she started out on that case, was well-intended to prosecute him. But you must understand, beloved brother and sister, that he went in on a second-degree murder, meaning that they can try him and convict him and sentence him on a lesser charge of second-degree murder. So there was never any way that they were going to send George Zimmerman to the penitentiary for real, even under the second-degree murder charge. But with that said, had we not had the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, had we not put up the $10,000, they were not even going to arrest the man. They were not even going to charge. He would have never been formally charged and fingerprinted because old wooden tooth Robert Zimmerman had set up, had put in the cover-up. Can you imagine looking for your son and the morgue is in on it? They said, we don't have any Trayvon Martin up here. Trayvon who? And the police department is in on the cover-up and the judge is orchestrating the cover-up. Judge Robert Zimmerman was in at the preliminary hearing, the pretrial motions, and he testified at the bond hearing for his son, George Zimmerman. This is how ridiculous we have come, and you give the microphone to the fool every time, some buck-dancing, homogenized, pasteurized Negro who knows nothing from up and down of the law, and you hand him the microphone to explain what just happened. And black people will sleep another 1,000 years under this kind of leadership. If we don't push for divine justice and divine leadership, then we should deserve anything that this cracker is passing out. We don't exercise our volition in this hour to go for black power and to stand for black revolution, then we are a ridiculous laughingstock in the courtroom. There's a man by the name of Teddy Olson, Theodore Olson, who was a solicitor general under the Bush administration. He is the one that, see, the people don't understand how Bush got in through Florida law again, that Teddy Olson, appealed to the Supreme Court of the United Snakes of America and they placed Bush, they won a court decision and placed Bush in as the president over, again, whether it was Colin Powell or Al Gore. It didn't matter, because the white supremacists had a plan and money in place to back that plan. And that's how I'm appealing to black people. The Honorable Tupac Shakur said he would take you down to the place where the bomb-ass MB, and a place they never found the dance floor empty, and on his rap. But Tupac Shakur also said, let's put up real money, and let's have some real black revolution. Let's put up some real money and finance some real black revolution. But they're not quick to quote Tupac. They'd rather be a N-I-G-G-A and smoke weed and drink Hennessy all day. They want to be your N-I-G-G-A. But they won't put up a dime for black revolution. But let brother and sister, put up your money and make your dollars make sense and back black revolution. You should back black justice, divine liberation and justice. It should be in your nature, in your genetic makeup. Should stand for black justice and black revolution. Force your congressman to write black law. You want to call him a black lawmaker? Then goddammit, make him start writing some black laws for the protection of your black citizens. Make him be a real congressman or woman. Make them sponsor some real legislation. I don't give a damn if a cracker votes for it or not. He should be on record that he sponsored a bill, that he wrote some legislation and produced for the black community that voted his black ass in. Black power.
Definite, definite. Black power. Talk to us, Minister of Justice, about cases like Kendrick Johnson, the young man whose organs have been removed. And talk to us about those cases around the country where you're talking about the morgue being in on it and these organs coming up missing.
Yeah. And see, right there in Atlanta, there has been so many cases back when the young black men were coming up missing and dead, and they accused Williams, and they put these atrocities at the feet of black people. And then we have to figure them out. We go down and we protest. We get there 10 o'clock in the day. And we stay there at noon, and we protest wrong at 3, strong at 3. And we'll be on the bus, and sun dusted will come in, and you get the 6 o'clock news report or the 6 o'clock Jews report, sponsored by the 6 o'clock Jews. And then when dark comes, you won't jump on your bus, and you're gone. And this is why they know that black people are going to be forgiven and let them off the hook. We need to put these bastards back on the hook and hold the line for black justice. I think they should plan a protest there and work with Petersburg, Virginia, and nobody should go home. That's the example I saw, the only example in modern history that I know of true patriotism that I saw in my life was the example in Madrid, Spain. And somehow Tony Blair and George Bush and them had something to do with blowing up a train. Those Madrid Spanish citizens came out in Madrid, Spain, the capital of Spain, and stayed out there. 11 million people came out and stayed in the streets for 96 hours until they changed that goddamn government. And that's exercising volition. That's true patriotism. I don't know what this other stuff is. Until blacks are ready, as the Honorable Gil Scott Heron said, till you're prepared to eat the rat to survive, then goddammit, you're not ready for black revolution. Till you're ready to deal with the opposition, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad teaches on it, then we're not ready for black revolution. Honorable Malcolm Hodges, Lik Shabazz said, we're the only one. They want a bloodless revolution. Black power?
That's what it is.
You should begin to think on ways, beloved brother and sister, in your wisdom, that give them body blow for body blow and the body bag for the body bag. And sometimes we have to deliver justice by our hand and show up at their door with the body bag first. Sometimes this is what you have to do.
Yes, sir. Let's take another call. Air code 670-245. I mean, pardon me, 760-245. 760-245. You're on live, Black Power Radio. Come in with your question.
Black Power. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Black Power.
Yes, sir. I have a question here. I'm pretty sure you heard about the young brother out here in well, he was from Georgia, but he was found dead in the middle of a desert in California, and his organs were taken out. Has there been any further investigation? Have the new Black Panther Party is still looking at that source?
I can't give you any information in the way of an update on the case. I've heard some things about the case, and I can't give you a true update from the office of the New Black Panther Party. But we'll try to get you more information. What we will do is ask you to continue to tune into Black Power Radio and tune in to Blog Talk. And I know we can get you some answers on that. But again, it's the example of the modern-day lynching. And the example that we saw in Newberry, South Carolina, that they took Anthony Hill, they blew his brains out, and then they tied him up, dragged this black brother 11 miles through the middle of town in Newberry, South Carolina. Again, our sister, Teresa Adele Adoran, right back again in Jasper, but this time in Beaumont, you have the Golden Triangle, which is Port Arthur and Orange and Beaumont and Jasper in that triangle down there. At the end result is Vita, Texas, down in the headquarters of the Klan outside of Houston and Pasadena, Texas. And these same type of atrocities have been going on for years. They're not new to the New Black Panther Party, that the tractor trailer run over our brothers out in Oklahoma and places of that nature and then drag our brothers in many, many, many states up burned and tarred and feathers in Cecil County, Maryland. We got a stack of reports that will blow your mind, but rarely does it reach the news. And this is one of those cases, that isolated case, a young man, he's from Georgia, end up in the desert. Again, the organs are being tampered with. They want to use these organs. Their doctors, their witch doctors, and mad scientists are loose on the black community. The young black man is the most endangered species on the planet Earth. The young black man and his dollar are the most endangered species on the planet Earth. I hope you hear me. And we have to work for justice for our dollars and justice for our young men. We should never give up on the fight for justice for our young black men. And we need to find out answers and solutions to what is taking place. With each of those cases should be under review by not only the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and the Office of the Minister of Justice, but all of these black organizations should be held accountable. Look at what you got. BIG, Blacks in Government. Don't even let white folks in. BIG, Blacks in Government. Congressional, CBC, Congressional Black Caucus. Don't let white folks in. They are black fire, black police organizations, black nurses, black doctors, black journalists, black health aides and professionals who never let white folks in their organization. But they won't scream on the Panther because we tell you the truth and we're not going to let no white folks up in here to manage for us. And we just don't give a damn about you or Uncle Sam. But the real deal, you should have your black organization on that front line investigating just as hard as the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Then we can bring the waters down for justice. Rise up, righteous nation, like a mighty stream. But you ain't going to raise a damn thing with Jesse Jackson talking about to upward mobility if you don't begin to use these communication links that we're using, this Blog Talk, this Facebook, these newspapers and local magazines for black justice. Don't just do a magazine. Have a black revolutionary magazine. Don't just have a newspaper. Have a black revolutionary newspaper. Don't just be a doctor in medicine, but be a black revolutionary doctor in medicine, a doctor in law. We need all of these brilliant engineers and doctors to help us to get out of this mess. Start the communication link from the piss poor to the very poor to the kind of poor to the moderate income to the middle class to the upper, ultra middle class. You got 10 levels of middle class. To the kind of wealthy, the kind of rich, very rich, filthy rich, and bring these black peoples and organizations together. Begin to establish communication links between and crisscrossing these organizations. That's the solution on how to get us out of this misery. It took them 200, or 500 years to get us in this mess. But, brother and sister, we can heal ourselves as the sister of course. Is that the right one? That sister, the queen of four, said to heal thyself.
That's right.
The healing is in the, twinkling of an eye. We're going to heal up quick from this nightmare that has been forced upon us by such a vicious enemy. We're going to heal up quick from this, brother and sister. Believe me when I tell you. They're just not ready for us. That's why they say that the young black man's car, all of a sudden, that's a weapon. God damn it, that car is a car. What John Hinckley pulled on Reagan and shot up that administration, shot up the Secret Service, shot the friends of Reagan, that's a weapon. He pulled his service weapon and shot up the Secret Service, and they brought that cracker back alive. I'm telling you, beloved brother and sister, when they go after our black people, as in the case, again, what they did to Sean Green, Sean Bell, what they did to Oscar Grant, what they are doing today to our young black men in the person of Devin Thomas. I'm just here to tell you, beloved brothers and sisters, that we have to hold them accountable and never, ever, ever give up, never let them off the hook for what they have done for black people and to black people and what they continue to do to plot and scheme and tell their children that they deserve more from the black man, woman, and child. They have been raping black people, mineral and human resources, for more than 500 years. So whatever get back we get, all praises are due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my question. And black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Minister of Justice, talk to us about this police brutality a little bit more, because it seems to be a big spike across the country in incidences with the police. Now, is it things that that the community is doing wrong in terms of handling the arrest, or do you feel like the police departments have been sicked on the black community? What are your thoughts here?
Yes, sir. I do believe, beloved Brother Sean, that they have been set up. I believe that it is orchestrated. I think most of it is planned. We have been targeted and singled out and set up as the poster child again for guns, crime, and drugs. We don't know anything about the guns, crimes, and drugs. If it's any drugs, crime, and drugs in the black community, it's because it was imported. There's been no drugs and no guns manufactured or produced in the black community. The white man knows, because the white man has bought in most of the drugs. Between the white man and the Spanish cartel, had bought in most of those drugs, most of the guns. And then point out to black people, we got the two nickel bags and a townhouse, maybe a Lexus, and now we the kingpin with our two nickel bags. Kilos and kilos and duffel bags of drugs. Black boy working the south side, they call him kingpin. They jump on him, show you how many drugs, how much money was in the duffel bag, and they close the case. They never, ever expose. Now, What about the supplier of the drugs and guns to the young black man? He didn't produce any guns. He didn't produce no drugs. We've been victims of them when they have special jump outs that's trained to jump out on us. Some knucklehead from Kansas or New Hampshire or Illinois somewhere, some knucklehead will come in and the piss poor trained human resource department place these guys on the floor. They call jump outs. They jump out on black people for drugs, illegal frisk, illegal search and seizure and frisk, unless, brother and sister, unless that has been you are approached by the police and you are fitting the description of that person who had committed that felony, that police has no reason to ask you even for your identification or for anything else. But we allow them off the hook, so you say very loudly, am I being detained? Officer, am I being detained? Am I under arrest, sir? Have I committed a felony, sir? Are you going to detain me? Are you going to fingerprint me, officer? I need to know. Are you going to arrest me, officer? Because they will put you in a setup and say, stop resisting, and start beating you like they did the young man in New Jersey. And all of these tapes have been out for years, but it's not enough to get the black man, woman, and child to exercise your volition and say enough is enough is enough and say, God damn it, never times, never, never, never again. You won't stand up on your breakfast, lunch, and dinner and tell this cracker face to face, look at his gray face, and tell him never times, never, never, ever again. Who will come? As this Professor Skipper Gates said, who will go across America to see to it that it would never happen to the black man, woman, and child again? Who will join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense? Who will team up with the black lawyers for justice to see that these atrocities would never happen to black people again? Who have the concern for black people enough to exercise their volition enough, long enough, and hold that black power fist up long enough to make a difference in this hour? Who will unite with black people who know how to make a difference? This is the hour. This is the call that we come together in unity specifically in the cause of justice for black men and women in this hour. This is where we should go, black people. This is a necessity. It is more valuable to you than fresh air and fresh drinking water, because the evidence is in that you can live and survive on polluted water and polluted air. But, brother and sister, you cannot live without your divine justice. As you can see, as the body bags come in, even when we said, who will be the next sacrificial lamb coming after Michael Dunn in Florida when he shot up Jordan Davis in that car? And certainly in Washington, D.C., there was a sister named Mariam Carey who drove in from Connecticut. And I think she was going to pull some kind of prank from the way the evidence comes in. And she changed her mind. In the midst of changing her mind, the Secret Service and Capitol Hill police tracked her down viciously, just like a mangy, dirty, mangy, bloody-jawed mudhound tracked that sister down and murdered her right in front of her child. And this is what we're trying to explain to you. It's different when the target is black. There must be some difference between the sister, they said that her car was going to be a weapon, and where John Hinckley shot President Reagan, and a black sister came out and said, well, the sister, they were glad they got the sister. And she said if she had been on the front line, she would have got her. I said, you would have shot your sister right in front of her child like that? She said, yes. I said, sister, how long have you been on the Capitol Hill Police Force? Well, she said, I've been here a little over 30 years. And I said, were you around the time when Reagan was shot down like that? She said, yes, I was there. And she said, I said, well, John Hinckley was brought down. They brought that cracker down alive. What was the difference in what the sister was doing? Well, they could have shot out the tires. They could have surrounded her and brought her down with the automobiles. but they decide to shoot the sister up until they murdered her in front of her child. What is the difference, brother and sister, when they go after this black target? They're trained and taught to eliminate that black target like they did our brother in California. That one was trained on the police force, and I can't call his name right away, but you'll know immediately who I'm talking about. They burned this brother up, blew the place up, and molded it on down to the ground. That California incident, black brother turned on the police. And this is the thing that we have to understand, brother and sister. There's a difference when the target is black. And we have to make the difference to know that we're on standby and ready and willing and able. When the next incident go down, that we will give them the body bag with no goddamn toe tag. Black power.
That's real talk.
And that's for real, brothers.
That's real talk.
That's for real, brothers and sisters. Right. Know
what
your,
about
know your rights?
What is some?
Go ahead, beloved.
What are some steps to set the balance in the courtrooms? I know a lot of our people, are getting caught up in these courtrooms. And I know a report just came out recently that said if people would stop taking the plea deals, they would shut down the courtrooms in America. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, that if you go in that courtroom, be well represented by your family, your brothers and sisters, and have the very best legal representation as possible. Preferably use the Black Lawyers for Justice in this hour. There is a way. Just keep digging until you get us. There's a way to use the Black Lawyers for Justice in a manner that will be effective in this hour for yourself to get the best result. We are victims' rights lawyers. That's our job. It's supply the victims with their human rights, their human dignity, and we know how to defend your constitutional right. But when they bring you in there, sexism, drugism, and take you on, rake you through the coals, I'm telling you years ago, never believed that you had a beloved friend in Bill Clinton. I went under Janet Reno, went to Eric Holder before he was the main justice, and I said, well, you got all these cases here, Eric Holder. How much money have you set aside for rehabilitation? And this back in the 90s. And he told me he hadn't allocated any money for rehabilitation. I'm telling you, beloved brother and sister, the whole thing is a setup. I bear witness with my personal experience inside of the Justice Department. The way you know that Bill Clinton is your soul brother, he'll get the ugliest goddamn white woman he can find in the person of Janet Reno, and put her over to black brothers and sisters, put her in his limousine, put her holder at the door, all of these various things to deny you justice, not to bring justice, but to deny black people justice. He's not been placed here as your friend and your soul brother. He is the soul brother that's walking on the bottom of your foot, and that's where you should have a cracker like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. That's where you should have him. That's right. That's what you see. I'm in it to win it. I am a college Muhammad lieutenant. And I say, fuck a hook-nosed cracker that's standing down in the U.S. Senate, black power, like a bad man, because you saw it blow up on C-SPAN. And I'm going to scream black at Uncle Sam, because I just don't give a damn about Uncle Sam and his main man, black power. That's the way that's got to go, brothers and sisters. Don't team up with the opposition and look for them to be in favor of your revolution. When the cracker got tired, the bloody brick, he didn't care nothing about no sharpshooter. He didn't care nothing about no Navy. When they had taxation, brother and sister, they had a Boston Tea Party, taxation on spices, taxation on cotton, taxation on salt and sugar and all of these things. They had a Bacon's Rebellion and a Boston Tea Party. But God damn it, when they said taxation on that African black plantation slave, these crackers start packing their muskets and shooting back at them bloody Brits, and they didn't give a damn about no sharpshooter. A cracker right out of Williamsburg called Patrick Henry said to give me liberty or give me death. Based on black plantation slavery, brother and sister, they wanted to hold the slave. They weren't thinking about the abolishment of no slavery. They were thinking of ways to hold the slavery. That's what upset Nat Turner. The Honorable Prophet Nat Turner was upset because these crackers were determined in the North and the South to hold the goddamn slaves. Huh? This is what their determination was. And that's why the Revolutionary War, as well as the Civil War, was fought based upon African black plantation slavery. Now, bring me your best historian. Bring me your best professor you got. And we debate that issue any day of the week. They won't teach the history on Andrew Johnson, so you will know what happened to you. And you will comprehensively understand what has happened to you in this criminal justice system run by criminals. You got to understand what's going on comprehensively in order to get out of this mess, as Fannie Lou Hamer told you. This mess that you born in, you born in a goddamn mess. Got to clean it up, brother and sister, and this is our job. We'll do our job, but we need your support to do our job. Black power.
Black power, black power. Yes, sir. A few more minutes left in the show. Now we'll make some closing remarks, sir. Closing remarks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say all praises are due to Allah. We're certainly thankful, man. And it's our Brother Sean Qualley is a true warrior and a trooper. He's working closely with our chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, to keep this Panther moving and to keep justice flowing through St. Louis, through Louisville, Kentucky, through Atlanta, through New York, and all down in Florida. I think the Panthers maybe have to take that state eventually. If we ever tend to do something with justice, definitely going to have to make a living example out of Florida. So I'm just here to tell you, Florida, Texas, and those spots, they have been bankrupt for justice and truth. We have to bring the volition of the people to change this dynamic on the ground. And I believe that we're well on our way. If we just go ahead and bring in a few more troops, all we want is a few good men and women, brother and sister. Didn't take all those people to remember there was a Patricia Harris postage stamp. That was a Muhammad Ali stamp, I believe. Sugar Ray Mahan, Malcolm X stamp, Martin Luther King stamp. Didn't take all black people to do that. Only a handful of blacks that knew what they wanted to do and went and did it. Did the white man, Zionist Jew, have a Holocaust museum right on the Bureau of Engraving, right on the money, right in the middle of Washington, D.C.? And the white man, Zionist Jew, said he would take all his money, took all his political power, took all his lobby, and went down and said no more monuments on the mall when they set it up, knowing that we were working on the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. exhibit. This is what we're up against in America. People that would use their volition to prevent even one red cent from coming to the black community. But on television, they keep telling you how we teamed up. We your friend, Bill and Hillary, and the Silverstein, the Silverstones, and the Goldmans, and all of those are our friends. And you'll find when you finish researching, they don't give a damn about black people in this aisle. We have to give a damn about ourselves. And when they see that, then you will win the respect of all nationalities when they see you loving and respecting yourself and standing up for justice for yourself and for your people. This is what you should do in this hour. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Certainly want to thank you, the National Minister of Justice, Akbar Kareem, for such a strong presentation and for being on the point. And brothers and sisters, we want you to support him and the National Ministry of Justice as we implement that all across the country. We want you to go to the website, newblackpanther.org, and call this number, 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886. Join in and be a part of the National Ministry of Justice. He needs staff members. He needs workers. He needs volunteers. He needs fact finders.
That's right.
He needs people that will write articles, all kind of things to build up a staff, a full staff for administrative justice, so we can start seeing some real justice and stop being victimized at the hands of these no good bastards. And so let's support our Minister Akbar Bilal Kareem, and support his work in the National Ministry of Justice, and he'll come back to keep us updated, and he'll be keeping you updated as he works with Attorney Malik Zulusha Baz and Black Lawyers for Justice to also keep you detailed on what to do when stopped by the police and how to deal with certain arrests and how to deal with all kind of incidents that we face on a daily basis and sometimes mishandle. So thank you so much, dear National Minister of Justice.
Thank you, brother. And when you work with us and organize strongly with us, you will receive instant gratification that you know you're moving things for black people. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum and black power.
All right. Wa-alaykum salam, black power. Brothers and sisters, again, support it, support it, support it. And we'll be giving you more information as the weeks go by on what to do to help this National Ministry of Justice, because again, you know you're not going to get it in the courts, and you know you're not going to get it in the back of no police car. And so that being said, happy, happy birth anniversary once again to Tupac Amaru Shakur. Would have been 43 years old on today, and we celebrate his life and celebrate the life and legacy of all freedom fighters. We'll close out. Thank you for all listening, for all you who listen to Black Power Radio, for all your support all these years, and stay strong. You stay strong tomorrow. Replay this broadcast and keep your spirits pumping. We'll bring in Gil Scott-Heron. He'll tell you what time it is. Remember, it's black power for black people. It's all power to the people. Remember, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. Black power.
Black power.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.